Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, joining us now on EEI is a man who is bitter. Bitter at not being invited by Fourier to the Celtics game last night. Despite his great contributions to the Gresham Fourier show. And not really shots for a cure. I don't know. Why should you have been there, Hart?
Who did you call when the Wi-Fi went down?
Ah, that's true. You and Fitzy did step on for a hot minute there. And today, by the way, stepping up in a big way. And I appreciate that.
And who did the, I believe it was 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. hours of the 4A marathon?
Oh, that's true. Those should be weighted higher.
Yeah, that's like doing 6 hours if you do 2 hours in the middle of the night. And then, funny, they forget where we are, who we are. Fitzy and Hart, who are they? They don't get the invite to the apps and the open bar and the Celtics game.
We did invite you to Banners, and you flat turned us down, so I don't want to hear that. I mean, that was
a tough one.
I mean, I had control over that. I didn't have these tickets last night, but I wish you could have been there. It was great.
I wish I could have been there, too, but, you know, alas, I was at home. I had my own pizza, my own Miller Lite, and my own NCAA tournament game to watch.
If you were there, you could have seen in person the number one player in the NBA. Brand new rankings out at Hoops Hype, a metric they call global rating. Some guy at their site has created it.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to find out what the actual mathematics behind it is, but he says they factor in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, steals, turnovers, fouls, shooting efficiency, games played, and performance of the team and the impact the player had for said team.
Okay, and the winner is?
And the winner is Jason Tatum. Over the last calendar year, is it calendar year or no? The last year, 365 days.
Yes, calendar year.
Okay, Jason Tatum 1, Nikola Jokic 2. Global rating 24.45 ahead of 24.37. So there you go. The MVP is right here in Boston.
So it clearly this formula doesn't take into account, I don't know, the NBA Finals or the post All-Star break this year. It seems
well. It should. I mean, that's they say they are.
Okay, he's not the best player on the planet.
Luka Doncic 3, Joel Embiid 4, Giannis 5, Jimmy Butler 6. Who you might meet in round one, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
First of all, I am a big fan of attempts to do these types of things. I once tried to do this back in my day at Patriots.com and do
a war-like stat?
Well, I tried to come up with my own defensive player metric, and I had this whole formula. Certain coaches kind of helped me figure some things out, and when we got to the end, and this was in the heyday of J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt ranked like 103rd, so I crumbled it up, and I threw it out, and I walked away.
How did that happen?
I don't know. So I'm a bad analytics guy. I'm a bad quant.
Do you like PFF, by the way, where they're trusting people you don't know to grade plays?
No. Their grades I find absolutely useless. The little thing ranking them when you watch Sunday Night Football. Oh, he's 32nd out of 64 guards.
At least they try. I mean, like, I'm happier they're there. Like, what else would we go by? You tried and failed.
We can watch. We can watch the eye test. Yeah, the eye test. We can actually watch games.
Did you watch the game?
But I don't. Yeah, the old Peter Gammons. Watch the games. I don't. Their grades. Now, they have some good metrics and things they use. If you know, the real analytical stuff, you know, yards per route run or depth of yards or depth of route and different things like that that are facts. But the only people I trust to grade film are the coaches who know the responsibilities, know the jobs, know what's going on.
Yeah, but they don't watch. They watch their own team and not the rest of the league.
Like, watch the game.
No, I know.
Watch what happens when good pitchers are on the mound.
Is that Gammons?
Peter Gammons. That's where that comes from. Watch the games, Michael.
Great.
back in the day, yes. Nobody can grade across the board, and certainly not some guy who lives in Ireland and is yeah, grading on his own
he's
system.
He's a nice guy, though. Come on.
Well, you know what I would also argue, too? I would have more faith in PFF grades if one person graded everything, but they have a whole team.
Yeah,
of
that's
graders.
True. That's true.
So it's not even consistent, and I don't know how they break it up, if they do divisions or whatever, but so there's a they don't know the assignments, they don't know, you know, what exactly is supposed to happen on the play, and then it's not apples to apples across all teams, all games, all positions. So no, I don't put much stock in it.
All right, well, so this means nothing, but the Hoops Hype rankings have Tatum 1 and Jaylen Brown 13th, by the way. So you have two top 13 NBA players on your
team.
That
is what we need. That is what we need, because that means he's top 15, which means he's going to make the third team all NBA, which means he becomes a super max player, which means not only is he happy because it's spring. I don't know if you saw some of his comments last night, but he feels happier that it's spring, don't we all?
Yeah.
But I bet you he'd be really happy when he gets whatever that number is, 50-something million dollars per year to stay in Boston.
The only other team with two players in the top 15 are the Knicks, Brunson and Randall.
Huh. If you had asked me to guess that.
Butler and Bam. Sorry, Butler and Bam. So three teams.
I would not have gotten Brunson and Randall. Yeah.
Anyway.
Long winter's over. Spring is here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Spring is upon us. Mixed precipitation at 1 o'clock. It's here. So we put this.
Perfect.
If we put this poll up in the first couple hours of the show, Hart, so since we're on the Celtics, what concerns you the most about the Celtics is the playoffs approach, Rob Williams' health, Missoula's coaching, or Jalen and Jason's harmony? What'd your answer be of those three possibilities?
Of those three possibilities would probably be Missoula's coaching.
That's running second to Rob Williams' health right now.
And that's always a factor. And there's no doubt the value he brings defensively. And I think my biggest overall concern with them is defense. So I guess I would also be leaning in that way a little bit, because he plays such a key factor in defense. But the Missoula thing, it's not that I don't trust him. He feels like such an unknown wild card.
Well, totally. But so is Montgomery for the Bruins. I mean, he's been in a couple series, that's it.
And his track record this year is perfect.
Well, yeah.
Perfect.
But not in the playoffs. It's a whole different animal.
No, I know. But from what we've seen, let's go back to the eyeball test. The eyeball observational test is Montgomery this year has Midas touch.
He's got Cora 18 vibes.
Absolutely. Even I keep going back to it. They lose to the Blackhawks, and for the first time all year, he pulls out a little Cassidy Ime Udoka, gets really critical of the team. I don't know what that is. We haven't seen levels this low all year. And since then, they've been blowing doors off people. They immediately go out. 2 games later, they're winning 7-0, and it looks like, you know, he just plays the perfect notes with that team. And give credit to the team, to the players, the leaders. I think that's a key part of
it. And the GM. It was a great trade deadline. The Celtics laid an egg at the trade deadline.
Sure. But and that plays into it, no doubt, because, you know, we've had to kind of talk ourselves into various role players with this team, that if Rob Williams goes down, you know, maybe who's going to step up, how they're going to step up. But the Missoula thing, I just go back to, and I didn't have a ton of faith in Brad Stevens in some of these areas. Ime is the guy in a short stint, and I don't know if you would agree with me, brought the most faith from the bench area over the final 6 months of last year.
Well, yeah,
right?
Yeah, up until the finals when he got schooled in the
right.
NBA finals.
But we could do that with Brad Stevens. Remember in the bubble when the Raptors went zone? Oh, my God, they went zone. What do we do?
No, like, disaster.
And I feel like there's a little bit of that with Missoula. Then you blend in the timeouts and the where's Derek White, look for him on a milk carton. Like, there's definitely concern with me that the spot or the spotlight will be too bright for Missoula.
But then he gets fired, right? Because they have no choice. Now that the clock is really ticking on Jalen, they got to win now. I mean, in some ways, they didn't approach this year like that. They didn't really go all in at the deadline, but I think now they better. In the offseason, they better.
I would argue at the deadline they did not. I thought the year they did. I mean, I think going to get Malcolm Brogdon, that is still a coup of a deal. They made the team so much better without really giving anything up. I think that was huge. Now, you got the bad luck with Gallinari. Mm-hmm. You know, he was supposed to be a part of this mix. He is not. The thing that I would question most, if you want to go all the way back, I still don't know exactly what they did with Rob Williams, with that surgery, then the delayed return, Wasn't that supposed to alleviate all questions about him and his knee?
It was.
It did nothing.
603 texter points out, any coach that says out loud, just because you're closer to the basket doesn't mean it's easier to score. I'm not sure I want that guy as my coach.
100%.
He's had some bizarre moments this year, just bizarre behaviors.
He is bizarre, and I disagree with his philosophy, the whole, if you're missing threes, shoot more of them.
Right.
I hate it.
Three-point pace.
Yeah, it's not fun to watch. It's nothing. And then the defense. He is over. His head coaches set the tone for defensive effort. Do we agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
or a leader on the team. Maybe Al Horford does, or Marcus Smart, right?
Okay, but Al Horford was here. Marcus Smart was here. And the defense has fallen off the map dramatically. So why I am led to believe that Missoula's focus, tone, whatever you want to call it with the defense is the reason that the defense is so inconsistent and so much worse than it was a year ago. And I know some people are like, well, it's a lot of the same guys. It's mostly the same guys. So they'll flip a switch when they need to in the playoffs. I'm not really buying that. I don't think they're suddenly going to become a really good defensive team in the playoffs. I think they're still going to have to outscore people, and that means they're going to have to hit their threes because that's how they play.
What's that say about Smart, though? If he's defensive player of the year and he needs Ime Udoka to be that, and when he leaves, he can't do it anymore. That's just bizarre.
Well, he also was a bit of a fraudulent defensive player of the year, I think.
I don't know about that. He was legit good.
I don't know. Most people said the best defensive player on the Celtics was Rob Williams.
Yeah, I mean, again, in the finals, it all went out. The window, but yes.
So I think Marcus Smart is a very good defensive player. I think the PR machine, as it so often does, got rolling last year, and he took advantage, and he was the DPOY, as he likes to say.
Yeah.
But is he the most dominant defensive player in the NBA? And I don't think he's been at his best after the All-Star break, second half of the season. There's been, last year it felt like it was, I don't know, 80-20, good Marcus Smart to bad Marcus Smart, maybe even higher than that. This year, we feel like you're almost back to the 50-50, 55-45, the good Marcus Smart where you're like, yeah, that's what he can do. That's what he brings to a team. And then the head-scratching, what the hell is Marcus Smart doing, has come back more often.
All right, Celtics cruise last night. If you want to weigh in, 617-779-7937. Jalen talked a little bit after the game about his week and some of his quotes, but for the most part, I think that is dissipating, although he and Malcolm Brogdon are speaking to the Department of Justice Monday in D.C., so they are making a White House visit out of it, so I guess that is going to be somewhat noteworthy. Also noteworthy this week, Hart, don't we have Kraft and Belichick speaking to the media at the owners' meetings? Is that this week?
Yes, that is the 26th to the 28th.
So maybe like tomorrow. That? Maybe as soon as tomorrow, you and Fitzy will be talking about that.
Yes, I look forward to talking, because these are the comments every year we generally point back to from Robert Kraft. They're usually kind of biting. They usually kind of have a tone. This is where he says, I expect to be a contender. We haven't drafted well. So these Kraft meetings comments in March have been very, very good in recent years.
All right, good. So I want to hear from you next what you need to hear from Kraft, or what you think the fans want to hear from Kraft. And is there a number one receiver in their future anytime soon? We will discuss that with Andy Hart. But first, here's Joe Braverman on What's Trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More than anything, it bothers me that we haven't been able to win a playoff game in the last 3 years, and I'm happy that we had a great draft last year, and it made up for what happened the previous 4 years or so, and I look forward to hopefully having a great draft this year. That's the only way you can build your team for it long-term and consistently, that you have a chance of winning, is having a good draft.
Robert Kraft at last year's owners' meetings. And this year they are in, Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Andy Hart with me. I'm Ken Laird here for the noon hour. Red Sox baseball coming up at 1. So Kraft is likely to speak again, possibly as soon as tomorrow, Andy. Last year, the headline coming out of his discussion there was kind of that he put Bill on notice in a way, right? I mean, he expressed disappointment, right? It bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you want to hear that again? And I guess what specifically would you want to hear from Kraft tomorrow?
To me, the two most important issues he needs to address and the questions he needs to be asked are, you have stated in the past that you expect to be a contender every year. You're now 4 years that you have not been a contender, 2 years with losing seasons, missing the playoffs. What is the timeline for Bill Belichick to remain head coach of the New England Patriots? Would be the first question I would
ask. But he won't answer that, right?
No, he'll be good. Bill's done a lot, blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
we're going to leave it up to him. Right. He's earned the right. Yeah.
He's earned the right. That'll be in there.
Unless he says, here's our replacement plan for when it happens, right? If he throws out a Gerard Mayo or somebody, Bill O'Brien, et cetera.
Yeah, that would stun me. I don't think there's any chance of that happening, but possibility. And then the second most important question, a year ago he talked about how they had the two most important things in sports, a coach and a quarterback. What are your thoughts on Mac Jones' season as a sophomore in New England? And, you know, what is your confidence level that he is the franchise quarterback to lead the Patriots into the next grand era?
Yeah, but we've kind of already heard that from him on the Fox News thing, right? I mean, he told Neil Cavuto, basically, we've got a great young quarterback. So we already know what he thinks about that.
We need to reinforce that based on the fact that Bill Belichick said that Mac has the ability to play in the National Football League.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to know if the organization and Mac are all on the same page.
That's it. That's it right there. I would want to ask him, does Bill share your sentiment about Mac Jones? Something like that. You know?
And he won't speak for Bill.
Yeah, probably not.
There'll be something about not speaking for Bill. And actually, I think there's a breakfast you can attend and you can ask Bill, will be some sort of part of the comp. But those are the two most important things, right? Like,
yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm kind of expecting him to throw Patricia under the bus. It's an easy thing to do some
oh,
way.
I hope not.
Maybe
I hope
not directly,
not.
But I think he'll blame Bill for either indirectly, or he'll say we fixed the coaching situation, which was a disaster last year, right?
Yeah, he won't use the word disaster, but he will say we've taken steps to solidify our coaching staff. I think blah, 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 Bill O'Brien, great hire. He'll go down that road. But I also think people, you know, will he dabble in the, I don't want to call it meddlesome owner area, but he's probably going to be asked specific questions about, You don't have a number one receiver. Your offensive line looks like it's, you know, cornerback. You don't have a number one cornerback. Will he answer more meddlesome owner GM type questions?
Yeah, which I don't think he would touch, but I do think Belichick saying they were 27th in cash spending.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Bill put that out there into the ether, he should be asked about that and yes. whether he takes that as a shot at his finances.
Especially since he put out an email or a letter to season ticket holders immediately after the season and said, you know, we're going to improve. We expect to show improvement. We're doing improvements to the stadium, but we expect
Ooh,
to have improvement.
Good point. Ticket that prices. Thing, that's yep. going to be a question.
Ticket prices, money, finances, investing in not just the stadium, but investing in the roster and reinvesting your money. You're reinvesting with us. We're reinvesting in the team. All of that type of talk.
Yeah. All right. So that's and by the way, the actual competition committee meeting, the headlines that I've seen so far are the biggest change could be NFL kickoffs basically being erased. Am I reading this right? That they'll allow a fair catch on any kickoff that doesn't go past the goal line.
Right.
Which would basically take the whole, just quit, but just put it on the 25. What are we even wasting time for?
That's what we're moving towards. Although I'm interested in, have you watched the XFL at all?
Not much.
So they do a modified kickoff that has the two teams line up. I don't know exactly on which yard line, but 5 yards apart from each other, and nobody can move until the kicker kicks it and to the returner. It seems like a bit of a compromise if you still want to have kickoffs but take some of the violent hits and some of the concussions out of it. I'm intrigued by it.
All right, well, so let's see how that goes. Now, you brought up receiver.
Mm.
So the big stories of the week for the Patriots have been, you know, Lamar Jackson, are they in? Are they out? Is anybody in? Is he being, you know?
Who's Ken Francis?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, let's put that aside for the moment. The DeAndre Hopkins interest, which has been reported at some level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jerry Jeudy has been thrown in, and is there anybody else? Are those kind of the main two? Odell Beckham's now a thing of the past, right? He's they're not in on Beckham, or he seems to be a Jet.
Yeah, it does not seem to be that way, that the continued reporting is Jeudy and D-Hop, definitely. Now, I don't know how you interpret it. I know a lot of people got very excited when NFL insider Adam Pac-Man Jones went on the Pat McAfee broadcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if the Buffalo Bills are an option, why would D-Hop come to New England?
He would come here because he'd be the guy. Steph Diggs is the guy there.
Right. And together so they could be the guys who win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he would not be given main credit for that. Or maybe he would, because he'd be the guy that maybe put him over the top.
I was going to say, Stephon Diggs has been there for multiple years. How many Super Bowls have they won?
Yeah.
So if he goes there and they win a Super Bowl, he is certainly going to get a lot of credit for that, assuming it plays out how we think it could with two number one receivers and Josh Allen taking full advantage.
Do you think, by the way, there's animosity between Diggs and Allen, that the final view of those two sniping on the sideline, and it could a move like that break that team apart in a way? It'd be risky.
It's always risky. Whenever you talk about wide receivers, high-end wide receivers, diva wide receivers,
yep.
And make no mistake, Diggs is a diva wide receiver. D-Hop, I think, is a diva wide receiver. That's a dangerous concoction. That's a dangerous pot you're putting all that in. And it puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback to manage those. I mean, we've seen it so many times over the years. Remember when T.O. went to Philadelphia and it was like everything was great until it wasn't? It puts so much pressure on a guy like McNabb or Josh Allen and tests their leadership. So, yes, that while we look at it from afar, like what could go wrong? It could go wrong.
Is Hopkins a true number one?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. He came back last year. Did he catch more passes than anybody over the final 9 weeks or whatever? When he came back from his suspension, he was ridiculous.
But only half of that was with Murray, right?
Yeah. Doesn't that make the point?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, he can good. Do it.
But he had three touchdowns. Houston. Three touchdowns.
But he in Houston, he had multiple quarterbacks. In Arizona last year, he has multiple quarterbacks. Doesn't that show you how good he is? Because he can just kind of go out there and doesn't matter who's throwing the ball. He has the ability. And we always hear it from Bill when Bill raves about him. But like the catch radius, even when he's covered, he's not really covered. Those types of things. I absolutely think he's a number one receiver. The question for me would be into relation to the Patriots and their timeline is how long is he a number one receiver for, and is he good enough right now to really change your standing? Like, he makes you a better team, don't get me wrong, but do you become a contender with D-Hop?
Well, even if you don't, you might give Mac Jones the kick he needs to become a legit quarterback in the league, right? I mean, it could be that significant. He just went through hell. It would go a long way, I would think, in bringing him back into the belief of the team and the franchise going forward. Even if you don't win, it's worth it.
See, I would be looking for the guy I can pair that can do that, that I can pair up with Mac for the next 5, 7, 8 years and really.
So you draft a guy?
Yeah. It's a very simple answer. I've fallen in love with Zay Flowers.
Wow.
It is what it is.
That is amazing. So why? Kyrie has worked on you. Kyrie Thompson has been all over this guy. Every second tweet is about Zay.
I loved him initially, but I was in that camp of, but you can't take him at 14. Is he even a first round? I really like the player. And the more I look at it is, why can't you? We've seen, it's not 1995 where you have to have a huge outside receiver to go in the first round. No. Tyreek Hill changes games. Jaylen Waddle changes games. Devontae Smith changes games. Go get Zay Flowers. And I think he's remarkable all the way around. I don't think you'll ever be disappointed he's on your team, even if he doesn't reach elite game-changing number one wide receiver level. I think he's going to be a really good player.
I mean, not to take a shot at BC, but did he light the world on fire there? I mean,
yes.
He good.
Put up great numbers with a terrible quarterback. Terrible. It's embarrassing for all of us, and we should take a lap for the fact that we didn't know how good this guy was when he was putting up numbers every week. What is he like? You can throw a baseball from our station to BC.
Is he 5'10"? I mean, he's not like classic.
No, he isn't. Is Tyreek Hill?
So he's Tyreek Hill.
I'll tell you, I've been hesitant to do this because I hate to put this on somebody. He reminds me of two people, Tyreek Hill and Antonio Brown.
Wow.
I think he can be a stud all-pro NFL receiver.
Now, I covered AB from his rookie year, okay, in Pittsburgh. And he came out of Central Michigan, whatever, Directional Michigan. And nobody had ever heard of him. He was good from day one of the first mini camp. He was unbelievable. Like, Bruce Arians was talking about him right out of the gate.
So will Zay Flowers. And the more local comparison I've put, and a guy who did exactly what you're just talking about, not to the elite level, but Deion Branch. When Deion Branch arrived in New England in 2002, immediately we heard, this guy is a ridiculous route runner. This guy's a starting NFL wide receiver. This guy's right out the gates. I think he's a rich man's Deion Branch. And Deion Branch, by the way, Super Bowl MVP. No slouch. Really, really good receiver. I think Zay Flowers is going to be better.
Last year, 78 catches, 1,077 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Not bad for a team with, where A, the team's not that good, and B, the quarterback's not that good.
Okay, so now, but I've heard Fourier say he's not sold. And I trust Fourier's opinion on receivers. So that has me worried. Not that I don't trust you. You've done the film study.
Yep. He's explosive at the line of scrimmage. He's explosive with the ball in the air. He's explosive after he has the ball. He is explosive at all three levels of the field. Do you like explosive offensive play?
Yeah, but I like DeAndre Hopkins because you just told me he's a number one and it's a sure thing. And their asking price is a second and a third.
Yeah.
And people are freaking out about this. Like, what's wrong with a second and a third for DeAndre Hopkins?
A second and a third, and what are we doing for the contract? What's he taking?
Well, right. I mean, but they have cap space, so you up.
I know, but if I give up
it with a bonus and you spread it out, and that's your guy for 3-4 years.
Oh, are you sure it's 3-4 years?
Well, whatever, two or three.
Okay.
I'll take two or three.
What if it's 1-2? What if it's 1-2?
I don't want one. I need two. I need
okay.
But
what if it's one good one and one one?
Again, I think it's worth it. Now you're going to trust the draft, the team that drafted N'Keal Harry.
Yes.
To pull the trigger again.
Absolutely, because I trust my eyes.
I mean,
it was obvious N'Keal Harry sucked. It's obvious that Zay Flowers does not.
Okay, now what about Judy? Because Judy's the other guy. Is he a true number one?
I don't know that. I think he's a really good player. The problem with Judy is you have to trade for him, and then you're going to have to make a big financial decision very quickly that I don't like. I feel there's pressure there, whereas Zay Flowers, yes, I'm giving up a first-round pick, but I'm giving up a second to get D-Hop. I'm giving up a second, maybe a one to get Judy, but I have 3+ years to decide whether Zay Flowers is really good, how good he is, what I'm willing to pay, how long this relationship's going to be. I think it's worth it. If you said you want to invest in Mac, is there any better investment than a playmaking young receiver who he knows he can be with for the foreseeable future?
But he played with Judy.
Yeah, that's another thing. Has a good history with Mac.
Sure. Sure, that's fine.
So,
you're going to give him $80 million?
If you ask Mac, would you rather have DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Judy, or Zay Flowers, who you've never heard of and he's 5'10"?
Well,
he's taken A or B.
Probably, but are we letting him make financial decisions now?
At this point, I think he's earned a little bit of, you know, what do you, Mac, what do you want? I mean, they treated him poorly this year. Would you at least admit that?
Oh, they could not have treated him more poorly, and it started the second that Matt Patricia took over, 100%. But you think Bill Belichick is going to ask Mac what he wants? He didn't even say he's got the job.
I don't think Bill's involved in the offense much anymore. I mean, you hired Bill O'Brien to run the offense. They spent a lot of money in free agency to accessorize. Not a ton, but still a lot, right? Gesicki's in, and you brought in Juju.
Juju, not a ton.
And a tackle, and a new running back.
Kind of
you like
tackle.
James Robinson, right? You think he's going to be a steal?
Love James Robinson.
So
best
you're giving,
signing.
So you've given Mac some toys. That's not Bill. That's Bill O'Brien. He's crafting the offense he wants. So, yes, so let him and Mac decide what to do with the next step.
But that involves making trade and financial decisions. So Bill O'Brien is now giving up draft picks and money?
Yes. I think Belichick is phasing out. I mean, he didn't go to the combine.
Yeah, a lot of people are not going to the combine anymore.
Gerard Mayo is the next head coach, right? Didn't somebody report that?
I don't think anybody has reported it definitively.
Somebody said it wouldn't surprise them. Well, Matt Light said that.
Wouldn't surprise me either. That doesn't mean he's the next head coach.
But either way, there's enough smoke that Bill is now allowing people to do jobs he used to do.
Is he allowing or has he been told?
Well, either way.
Yeah. No, I think
collaborative
there's definitely
draft,
some of that.
Kraft told him to take Mac in the draft, you know, I mean, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's all speculation, but I think the speculation ended on the day, and I wish I had the date in my head so I could say it definitively. They put out the release that said the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick are entering into extension talks with Gerard Mayo.
Yeah,
that's when we realized that it was not business.
It was probably not Bill's work.
Yeah. No. In fact, they told you it wasn't Bill's work by not just saying the New England Patriots, but separating it into two entities, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, two separate entities. They were not one.
Who's faster, Judy or Hopkins?
Judy. I believe.
Judy seems like the answer. Like there should be more smoke around that. I mean,
are you sold on Judy?
No, but the fact that Bill O'Brien and DeAndre Hopkins hate each other makes me lean that way.
And the other issue with DeAndre Hopkins is this was an old issue. He's kind of a freelancer in the offense. He has a little bit of, I'll just get open, throw me the ball to him, which I don't know after the debacle that was last year. We really want to go down that road with Mac. I don't know if that's the best course of action. That's why I would go with a young receiver who's looking to make everybody happy, including the quarterback and the offensive coordinator, and has elite upside talent.
What's Judy's excuse for Denver and why it hasn't gone right the first 3 years? Bad quarterback play?
Yeah, bad quarterback play and then bad offense play this year with Hackett and the scheme and Russell Wilson and everything that went wrong. That's why the Patriots got their punter. He punted more than anybody in the National Football League last year.
But that, he could be right about that then, right? I mean, he could legitimately have been you could find a diamond in the rough with Judy. You could be buying at the right time.
Yeah, and I don't think he's been horrible. He just has not been a, wow, number one receiver that everybody says, yep, he will change Mac. He will be his Diggs, and we'll be talking about Diggs, Mac, and Judy the way we do Allen and Diggs. I don't think anybody's sold on that.
All right, and I do want to ask you about the incentive stuff because I think this is interesting. I don't know if you, I think you and Fourier touched on this yesterday, but this caused a problem in the past, didn't it, with Gronk and some of these guys? They have, I mean, Gesicki and I don't know about Juju, definitely Gesicki, heavy incentive-laden deals. So you bring in somebody else, is there enough football to go around? I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, but I think you saw with Gesicki that, I mean, his stock is way down. I mean, even though he was a franchise player last year in Miami, he fell out of favor there. And I if you were listening yesterday, I was alarmed may not be the right word, but Christian Fourier's sources talking about Gesicki in Miami.
Know, people are ripping him. But that's you know, they hate him. He left. So don't you think that's tainted?
No, but they hated him mid-year when they stopped playing him.
Yeah.
That's the issue, is they decided he's a guy that runs out of bounds, no run after catch, won't block anybody, like... Just sounds like everything is done on Gesicki's terms, and he's not good enough for that. He's no diva tight end. He's a complimentary tight end. So that alarmed me a little bit. But at this point, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Is he going to be better than Jonnu Smith?
I think there's a safe yes. Even yes. If he catches one red zone pass, he's an upgrade. We'll take
it. It's a safe bet, as you were going to say there. So, yes, he's going to be better. The tight end position will be better. But you were right. They added complimentary pieces. It's why we're still talking about who the number one is, who the go-to. I mean, how is it two straight years we've had to listen to Ty Law every week on the Greg Hill show say nobody scares
him? Nobody scares me, I know.
Right?
It's so true.
You need somebody who scares you. You need somebody who scares you. Almost every NFL offense has somebody who scares you, and they don't, and they're still looking.
Can you win with five number twos?
If the quarterback's as good as he was supposed to be, absolutely. If his, what's the Orlovsky term, his superpower is his brain.
Yes.
And it's the pre-snap reads, it's the going through his progressions, it's the accuracy. If he really is that and last year was all on Matt Patricia, then yes. But I think this puts a lot of pressure. If you don't get a true number one guy, it puts a lot of pressure on Mac to have to be perfect mentally and physically more often than not.
Red Sox baseball coming up one is Ken Laird and Andy Hart. One more segment. We'll be right back.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, another hot poll up at EEI on the Twitter site. Andy Hart, who's your preferred wide receiver for the Patriots? DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Jeudy, or Zay Flowers? Your pick. Zay is running last. Only 100 votes in, but still. Jerry Jeudy is the preferred choice at 42%.
Mm-hmm. I can understand it. I mean, he's the NFL guy. He has the Alabama tie to Mac. First-round talent, although I think Zay Flowers will be a first-round talent when the draft is done next month. But I can understand why. The thing that would concern me is the combo of the trade and the quick turnaround decision you need to make on the money. They learned that lesson once, if you remember, with Brandon Cooks. They traded for him. They had every intention of signing him long-term. And then they realized he wasn't really the guy they thought he was going to be. And they got lucky because they turned him around and traded him for actually a better pick the following year. I don't know if you could plan on doing that again.
Now, they have to decide on Judy's fifth-year option by May?
Yes.
So you could you wait that out? Could this be a trade that happens after the draft?
Certainly. Now, I would think from a Denver perspective, they would want the capital, the draft. Uh-huh. They want to do it now.
Yeah.
As they work their books. But
or they can see how the draft falls, and if they get a receiver they like, then Judy's expendable, I guess. Or teams 100%. Might get more desperate.
100%. You could play it both ways. And I will say that the relationship and history of trades with Sean Payton and Bill Belichick could play a factor here.
Ooh,
could work
I didn't think
that
about that.
Oh, yeah. They've made a number of deals together, and they are that he's a fob. He's a friend of Bill Belichick.
Yep.
So that could be a positive factor in this if you are a Patriots fan hoping for Jeudy.
Who could you – so somebody last week suggested Uche was a trade chip. I don't know if you need one for Jeudy, but supposedly the asking price is high. Would you consider trading a player for him?
Sure. I don't know how valuable Uche would be for them because he is heading into a contract season. Now, he's a double-digit sack guy coming off the second half of last season, so that certainly has some value in the NFL. But and maybe that would make it fair in a way because both teams are trading for something they want, but there would be kind of an immediate financial aspect to it. Patriots would have to think about Judy's future, and the Broncos would have to think about Uche. But, I would trade another player. Yeah, I would definitely try. I'd probably rather trade some players than picks.
Kendrick Bourne is more likely than Josh Uche.
Ooh, Kendrick Bourne's a good one.
Yeah, but it doesn't add to your receiver depth.
You can only have five receivers, right? They have Bourne, Tyquan, Juju, Parker, and Gesicki's really a receiver.
But he isn't. He's a tight end.
Yeah, but like, I mean, how many can you actually have on the field? I mean,
you need five for the year. You had five. You need five for the year. You're going to need five receivers. So, but maybe you love Trey Nixon or somebody. Maybe there's some low-level receiver, and Ty Montgomery is still technically on the roster. I guess he could be a fifth receiver. You could still draft somebody to add to the mix. But I think you absolutely need a fifth receiver at some point in some fashion.
Well, a pretty good chance they'll draft a guy, right? They will draft a young receiver. At some
I would
point.
Think so. With 11 picks, I feel like, and every team, I feel like, drafts a receiver at some point in the draft. It's, I mean, so many receivers get drafted now because it's becoming like quarterbacks in the old days. if you draft a mid-round receiver, you could end up with a star receiver. There's been a number of those guys that have really blown up from the third, fourth round in recent years.
People would be so frightened if they take a receiver number one. I mean, N'Keal Harry has scarred this region for years.
It really has, and people also get in the, oh, Belichick doesn't do that. Well, he didn't draft a middle linebacker until he took Mayo, right? Like, he didn't draft a cornerback in the first round until he took McCourty. He didn't draft a receiver in the first round until he took N'Keal, right? Like, and some are pros, some are cons. I'm not saying they've necessarily worked out. I don't think he will refuse to draft anything. He'll look at the board, and if he thinks the guy's good, he's going to take him.
Now, Zay Flowers, Boston College, a little trivia for you. Last BC pick from Bill Belichick.
Last BC pick from Bill Belichick. Has there been anyone?
2009.
2009, Boston College.
Second round.
The big defensive lineman out of Springfield.
Yes, Ron Brace.
Ron Brace, the late Ron Brace, I believe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. He was terrible.
Oh, that's not a good... Well, you know, before that it was...
Damian Woody?
No, it was Copen.
Oh, yeah, Dan Copen. That's a home run.
That was a home run.
So home run pick.
Your last two, you know, one for two.
Yeah.
The BC kids.
Yeah,
you're staking your future on Zay. That is amazing. I didn't expect that from you, Hart.
Why? He's good.
Okay, I'll take it.
I see
Fourier
talent.
Said
I
not.
Like.
Fourier
I
said
like,
not.
Well, Fourier thought Josh Allen stunk, too, so.
Fair point. Hey, thanks for hopping on today, man. I know you're back tomorrow with Fitzy at double duty this weekend. 11.
My pleasure.
Until first pitch of the Red Sox. And we got Red Sox baseball coming up. Check out Hart at Jumbo Hart on Twitter and, of course, the Six Rings podcast. Thanks, Joe Braverman, Will, and Bradfo from Tropicana Field on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.